Welcome to On The Real. I'm Tara Kirby, alignment business coach, educator, creator of the Dream Method, and founder of Dreammaker Society and the Dream Coach Academy. I'm a wife, generator, mom, cancer sign, soda-loving, recovering people pleaser, and I am your ultimate hype girl. I am here to guide you to your dream life and business. Get ready as we get real and pull back the business curtain to share tools, experiences, and the nitty-gritty, not so pretty, of building the life and business of your dreams. Let's get real, shall we? Welcome back to On The Real. This is Tara Kirby. I am your host, and I feel like this conversation is a long time coming. So I have been guest on other podcasts recently, and a common theme that's come up is alignment. Wow, how shocking. As I am an alignment coach, I feel obligated and inspired to share a little bit more about alignment. So alignment has become quite a buzzword in the communities, in spiritual communities, in coaching communities, and everyone has a definition of what alignment is. I have a definition of what alignment is, but truly what alignment is it's a feeling. It's a knowing. It's a connection to self. And the conversations that I've been consistently having have been really reminding me of this concept of convinced alignment. And that's what I want to talk about right now today is the idea where you are convincing yourself that you are in alignment versus living in alignment. Now, alignment comes from taking action, and you can take different actions day in and day out to produce a false sense of alignment. And here's what I mean by that. When I teach about alignment, we talk about mind, body, soul, and your season of life. Season of life is something that I really focus on teaching alignment for those who I support and those who I work with, because so often we do not honor ourselves where we are in our seasons of life. And that's something that I'm a mom of three. I am very busy. And so I have to honor my season of life when I'm creating alignment. And my seasons of alignment look different from season to season, from month to month, from week to week. And so really honoring myself is actually what keeps me in alignment versus doing the things for mind, body, soul that could create alignment. How do we know when we're in alignment? That is going to be specific for you. It's one of those things, and I explained it to my client. We were talking about this concept of convinced alignment, and I was like, you know, when you're in a relationship. So I had this idea growing up that I was going to get married around the time I was 21. I'd start having kids around the time I was 23, and it was going to be all magical, right? I had convinced myself that this was going to be my journey. And so what happened was in college, I was actually dating this guy for like 2 years. And we got to a point where he was going to go look for a ring. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, this is it. And I think I was either 20 or, I was approaching my 21st birthday, and I was like, everything is going great. I was like on the trajectory to get married when I was 21. And we start talking about what happens next, right? We're going to get a ring, and then we're going to get married. And I, you know, the idea of when you know, I was convincing myself that he was the one because it was on my timeline. Because I was approaching 21, and if I didn't get married by the time I was 21, there was something wrong with me, right? This is a story I had adopted for myself. And so I'm in this limbo. He's going to go look for a ring. Okay, if he actually buys me a ring, do I want to get engaged? Do I actually want to be with him? And so I had to have a come to with myself to be like, is this actually what I want, or is this me convincing myself? Fast forward a few other relationships of me trying to convince myself that this was the right relationship and convincing myself. And it wasn't until I met my husband, my now husband, and I finally got the when you know concept. Like, I genuinely felt it, and it didn't make logical sense. Our relationship did not make logical sense, but I knew in my soul, in my gut, in my very knowing that he was the person that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with and that I wanted to build a family with. Now, fast forward, I was 31 when I got married. 10 years later. Thank the heavens above. I did not give in to the idea or the convincing myself that this person who I thought I wanted to be with because of my timeline was not the one for me. I sat and I waited. And of course I didn't wait. I still lived my life. I still dated people. I still put myself out there. But I meet Cameron and I feel the feeling of, oh, I finally get it. And so when we are in this space of alignment, we oftentimes have this idea of what alignment is going to be. And alignment is a destination that we are consistently looking for. That is what our human minds do. Our human minds create destinations. And we think, when I get there, I will fill this. But the reality is, you don't wait to get somewhere to be something, to be someone, or to feel something. It is through every single present moment and every single aligned action taken that actually takes you where you want to be. So if we look at this idea of convinced alignment, I just want you to drop into your body right now. Take a deep breath in. Take a couple more breaths. Just allow yourself to just be in this moment. What are you rushing? What are you convincing yourself of right now? What does alignment feel like to you? And not that I'm going to do X, Y, and Z to create alignment, but what feeling, what emotion, what sense of connection do you crave the most? I work a lot with female entrepreneurs, as we know. And everybody wants freedom. That's why we become entrepreneurs, because we want to have freedom. Well, freedom looks, feels, and is different to each and every one of us. So you have to define what that goal, what that dream, what that desire actually is. And we can conceptualize it all we want. Okay, freedom, like we'll backtrack. Freedom to me, when I first started my business, I wanted freedom too. I wanted freedom of time. I wanted freedom of money. I wanted freedom to do whatever I wanted to do, right? And so I'd convinced myself that the 10K months equaled freedom. If I was making $10,000 a month, then I could have more the freedom that I wanted, right? Well, what happens when you hit the $10,000 a month? Well, you're making more money, but it actually doesn't create freedom. Freedom is a state of mind. Freedom is a feeling inside of your body. You can create that feeling that you're actually craving, that you are conceptualizing as freedom, right? You're saying it's freedom, but it actually feels different. You can feel that feeling of freedom anytime. And this freedom is just the word we're using, right? You get to choose what alignment, what desire, what you actually want. But you can actually create that emotion inside of you. And you can also convince yourself that you have that emotion. You can trick your mind into thinking, if I do X, Y, and Z, then I'm going to feel this way. But if you can actually shift into the feeling it first, how much easier will it be for you to know when you've not just fabricated the feeling? So one of the tools I teach inside of Dream Coach certification is replacing feelings and exploring emotions. And this is where we go to places inside of your life through your mind's eye to recreate an emotion or a feeling inside of you. And sometimes you actually haven't felt the feeling that you desire. And maybe you have to find it in other ways. And so it's really cool how we can kind of trick our minds, trick our subconscious into believing that we have what we want. So we can create visions of these desires and then we can connect them to feelings, or we can go back into our memory bank and be like, when is the last time that I felt this way? And can I recreate it again? Right? So you can access your feelings, your emotions anytime you want. It's a really, really cool exercise for you to be like, okay, I want to feel X, Y, and Z. When is the last time I felt that? Can I find that memory? Can I bring that back? And can I feel what that emotion is inside of my body? Where does it exist? How does it feel? And then the more you can tap into that emotion as you're experiencing your life, as you're experiencing present moments, when that emotion is triggered in your body through an event and then a thought and then through a chemical reaction that your body is now feeling as an emotion, you know that you're there. But if you haven't allowed yourself to go there, if you haven't allowed yourself to actually explore what alignment is, or maybe you haven't felt the feeling of alignment for yourself yet, you will be continuing to fabricate and convince yourself that you are in alignment. But when you know, you know. For me, alignment feels like peace. It's not freedom. It's peace. It's feeling satisfied with where I am right now. Not satisfied when I make X amount of dollars. Not satisfied when I get to do my daily practice. Not satisfied when external things happen. It is an internal knowing, an internal feeling of settled, of satisfaction, of peace. And only I know how that feels inside of my body. And if you are looking for peace, you are looking to feel satisfied, you are looking to feel settled, you have to explore how that feels for you inside of your body. I can create that feeling in myself now. It's really, really cool to be able to just, I'm sitting here in my office recording this podcast episode. I'm closing my eyes and I'm thinking about the moments that I feel most aligned. I don't know if you can hear my stomach is rumbling. It's time for lunch. But I can come back to remembering when I am in alignment. And I can come back to remembering when I'd convinced myself that I was in alignment. And they feel very different. So I want you to explore this concept of convinced alignment. And I want you to ask yourself, am I living in alignment? First things first, are you living in alignment? Are you doing the things that feel true to you? Have I ever felt the emotion that I desire? Like, have I ever felt the emotion of alignment? Where am I convincing myself that I am living in my truth, that I am expressing, that I'm doing things that are true to me? Where am I convincing myself? Is it in your offerings? Is it in your friendships? Is it in your relationships? Is it in the way that you move day to day? I want you to just check in with yourself and do a quick integrity check. And there's nothing wrong if you are not living in alignment right now. But now you get to play and you get to explore what alignment looks, sounds, feels, and is for you. Now, when I talk about alignment, I talk about mind, body, soul, and your season of life. You can infuse alignment practices into your day to day. Like, absolutely, I would encourage you to do that. Alignment practices look like connecting to yourself and like creating these feelings, moving out anything that is not yours, stories, beliefs, energy, and being able to truly allow yourself to check in. So when we talk about mind, we are focused on your belief system. What beliefs are dictating your life every single day? Because your subconscious mind is the ruler of your reality. And if there is not awareness around that reality, maybe you're living in a life that feels out of alignment and it comes from your belief system. So that's where we got to check in with your mind. Okay, these are your daily practices. We're going to check in with your belief system. Are the beliefs that are leading and guiding your life, are they actually taking you into that space of alignment? So that's your mind, your body. Where am I feeling out of alignment in my body? And this can go a few different ways, right? This can go into, am I feeling tight in my body? Am I holding tension places? Just like do a quick body scan. Where am I holding tension? Okay, what could that tension be meaning? And there's different ways that we can explore where different places of your body are holding tension and what that means. Or is there energy stored inside of me that is not serving me? This is where we move into the somatic work. being able to do somatic practices, somatic breath work, even just moving, shaking, dancing, changing your emotional state based on your physical state. Okay? Because your emotions are coming into your body for your body to experience them, not to hold on to them, not for them to mean something every single time you feel them, but to just communicate with your physical body. Okay? And then your spirit, your soul. What's she trying to say to you? If you are so focused on your belief system and your mind, and you are not integrating some sort of body or spirit practice, you will be out of alignment, period. If you are focused on the spiritual practice and not the mind and the body, you will not be aligned, period. I do not care how connected you are to your spiritual connection to God. If you are not coupling and marrying that to your body and your mind, you're going to be out of alignment. And same if you're focused on your body and you're forgetting your mind and your spirit, out of alignment. All three of these need to be working in a way that is going to serve you to moving back into alignment. And this is where we then look at your season of life. Am I trying to force a daily practice, but my season of life isn't supporting that? And what I mean by season of life, and this is where we kind of check in and see, okay, what do I actually have control of? Reality, we don't have control of anything, but are there things that I can integrate? Are there sacrifices that I can make that I can create more alignment in my life? So I'll use my season of life because I know some of you are in a similar season of life. You got a business, you got babies. Babies, we love them. We love our babies so much. And there can be the duality of we love them. And it's really hard for me to wake up in the morning and have a morning practice, especially when I'm getting woken up multiple times a day. Multiple times in the night. It's really hard for me to get up before my kids when my son's waking up at 5 a.m. For me to be able to have my own personal practice, that means I have to wake up at 4 a.m. I am in this season of life not willing to make that sacrifice. Have I in the past? Absolutely. In that season. But the season of having three babies right now, I have to create my alignment to honor my season of life. So, I build my alignment practice into my work time, or I do it at night, or I sneak away from my kids and I breathe in my closet and I honor myself in this season of life without judgment. And I'm not mad at my kids. I have to check myself consistently. I made the choice to have these babies. I've taken the responsibility on. I'm going to have to make sacrifices that are needed, right? To support myself and to be able to give them what they need, right? One thing I want to touch on, it's coming through right now, is if you are in a season of life where you've got little ones, I would encourage you to make your practice your own and also allow your babies to be able to see you in creating alignment, because modeled behavior is going to be so powerful for them. So if we look at our subconscious mind, if we look at our beliefs, our belief system is created in the first 7 years of our lives, 0 to 7. And this comes from what we consistently see, what we consistently hear, what we consistently feel. And so if we are looking, if we are as parents hiding in the closets, always waking up early, doing our alignment practices without our children seeing that modeled, that's all they're going to know. That's all they're going to see. But if they can see you connecting mind, body, soul, they're going to be like, ooh, that's rad. I want more of that. It's going to be a belief that is going to serve them because they're seeing it modeled by you. So just keep that in mind, which is why I let my kids come to my office and play my sound bowls, which is why I do deep breathing with my kids, which is why we go around the table and we talk about our manifestations and we talk about the concept of God and the universe and what that means for us. Honor your season of life while also honoring yourself and knowing that day to day, week to week, month to month, and season to season, it will change. So allowing yourself to move and flow and not create this rigidity around your practice is going to be so powerful. If you can connect to that feeling, that emotion, if you can honor yourself, mind, body, spirit, season, you will be more aligned than ever before. It's just creating conscious awareness. And also give yourself grace. If you don't have an alignment practice, give yourself grace if it's hard. Because we're a human. It's okay for it to be hard. Also, we were not modeled this behavior. Most likely, we were not modeled self-care. And that self-care is connecting mind, body, soul. It's not just getting pedicures. It's not just getting massages. Although we love to see it. It's allowing ourselves to be held, to be supported. Mind, body, soul. And when you know, you know. It's like that relationship, right? We're told growing up, oh, when you know, you know. You'll have that partner, right? And some of us convinced ourselves to be with certain people. Just like some of us are convincing ourselves that we are in alignment. But your outside reality is your reality. That is your alignment. That is your belief system. That is your connection to spirit. So if you don't like your outside reality, we got to go in first and reconnect in a way that we can support our mind, support our body, support our soul and our season of business and life so that we can live fully aligned. I hope this episode was supportive for you. I hope it was helpful for you. I hope if you needed to hear this, you were able to listen to this. If this did hit you in the feels, if you do feel like this connected with you in any way, please let me know. I love hearing when you guys listen to these episodes and you're like, ooh, that one was for me. So let me know, share it with a friend. I love you. I mean it. And we will see you next time on The Real. I am so excited to be finally sharing this news with you. The Aligned Society is here and ready to serve you to your alignment. Here's the thing. The world is louder than ever. How do you know what's best for you? We're consistently giving our power away, and now it is time to claim it back by connecting to yourself. Immerse yourself into the world of creating alignment and make it your reality with me, alignment industry experts, and our highly trained expert dream certified coaches. This 6-month program was created for you to come back to you, to help you build your business with confidence and ease, to create a life and business you're excited to build, to say hello to the sparkliest version of you, and to say goodbye to anything that isn't taking you to your dream life. We created the Aligned Society to be a group coaching program with a membership price tag. We believe that we build stronger together, which is why we come together for live education as you create your own personal alignment. You will have support from other Aligned Society members and our Dream Certified coaches who are using these tools to build their own meaningful, profitable businesses alongside of you. Plus, you will be able to enjoy live breathwork and manifestation sessions with myself every single month. Because healing is the ultimate vibe for building an aligned life and business. Imagine if you could take control of your life, create your wildest dreams, and create lifelong friendships along the way. With the Aligned Society, you can and you will. Doors are officially open, but they won't be open for long. Find all of the details of the Aligned Society through the show notes below, and I hope to see you inside of the Aligned Society.